Get Real with Lisa Crown. Thank you so much for joining me today. I decided to do a podcast at 11:30 at night. So if I like yawn or sound a little off, it's because this is a night podcast. And the reason why I decided to get on the mic right now is that I want to show you proof of what hard work is about, you know, and sacrifice for getting what you want. So I just want to encourage you that success doesn't always look pretty. You know, they say beauty is pain. I think success is pain. It doesn't need to be, and that's true. And some people say you could have complete abundance and success and, you know, work half the time. And they have a point, and I think that's what we're all fighting for. I'm not there yet. So for me, to achieve my goals and push myself, I have to do things that, you know, maybe aren't in the norm or more challenging. And I just got off working, you know, this evening. I work late nights sometimes because I love the process. I love the rush of getting things done. I love creating, and it's very quiet right now. You can hear a pin drop, you know, it's so quiet, nice, good space. So just wanted to say, I've noticed a lot of people in sales, like it's 5 o'clock, they're off, they're done, it's over, they will get back to work the next morning. I want to say in one breath, good for you, you know, to have that boundary and shut it off and be able to show up and do all that. Like it's great. I think there's a part of me that's envious. A lot of people ask me, you know, in my world, why were you so successful when you were in sales? Why were you in the top 1% in LA? And how did you do that? Like, how did you have such big business? And when I really look back and, you know, think about my past and when I was in sales, the first thing would come up to me is, you know, that there's no way around it. I can't disguise it, but it's hard work. I didn't go to every party over the weekend. I didn't go out of town with all my friends. I did work nights. I did work holidays sometimes. You know, some of it's not fun. I mean, I feel like I want to tell you the truth. That big, big success and reaching for it is sometimes disguised as real, true work. Rolling up your sleeves and doing what you need to do to get what you need to get done is not always as easy as 9 to 5, you know? And, you know, in this last round, I didn't hit my goals. And every round I've hit my goals, it's been a big push and a big thing. And I had some transitional stuff going on at my office. At the end of the day, regardless, I guess that's just ultimately becomes an excuse, but I didn't. And there's something in that that's, it's a great lesson and it's a great reminder of my goals matter to me. They matter to me. I get to look back and see what did I do, what I didn't do, what am I going to do different? And, you know, that alone right there helps me be excited for hitting my goals for the next month. I'm looking forward to that. I'm not mad or angry or resentful towards the job that I chose because I work late, put blood, sweat, and tears into my job. I do know I have a long ways to go. I do know that I have big, audacious goals that I'm striving for. And so if it takes for me to work while everybody in my household is asleep and get things done, then to me it's worth it. Success is not always pretty behind the scenes. And so if you feel like you haven't reached the success that you want to be at, or maybe one time you did and you tasted it way back when, and you want to get back there, just know sometimes it is doing it when you don't want to do it. It's kind of like working out, you know? I got to say, I don't love working out. Like, I'm not that person that rolls out of bed and skips to the gym and super perky and can't wait and this and that and run with a smile. That's not me. You know, I'm obsessed with the results. I want to be healthy. I don't want to change the size of my clothes. And I want to release endorphins. And I want to live a healthy life. Those wants and goals of mine are bigger than every excuse I'm going to drop with, I'm too tired, I have too much to do, I could really use this 45 minutes to do something else, it's such a production, I have to get ready, I have to drive there, I have to, you know, get on the machine, I've got to get it, you know, get myself all ramped up. Just kind of easier to blow it off. But the result is what gets me up and gets me going. And don't get me wrong, I kick and scream the entire time. Don't get me wrong, tonight, I would much rather watch one of my shows or call a girlfriend or relax. Okay, that has to be another podcast. Relaxation. Gotta talk about that. But yeah, those are some things that I probably would have rather done. Get a massage. But no, I'm here working. And at the end of the day, it's all going to be worth it. All right. I don't know if my DJ's up to play some tunes, but if you are, go ahead and kick them on right now. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I do ask a little teeny itty bitty favor. Can you just click subscribe for me? That would be fantastic. And check me out. As you know, I'm on Instagram and Facebook and looking forward to seeing you guys on the next podcast. All right. Have a good night.